Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The sun's shining. It's headed towards spring, and people are starting to get out and about in their gardens. One of the popular plants in Iowa year after year is marigolds. When planting marigolds, you have a couple different options. Most gardeners set out plants in the spring, but you can also sow your seeds of marigolds directly outdoors. If you've got marigold seedlings, plant them outdoors after the danger of frost has passed. Usually, a safe time to begin doing this is late April, if you live down here in southern Iowa, or mid-May if you live up a little farther up north. Any plants purchased at a greenhouse or started indoors should be hardened or acclimated to outdoor conditions for several days prior to planting. You do this by initially placing them in a shady, protected location and then gradually exposing them to longer periods of sunlight and longer periods of direct weather. If you're planning on sowing marigold seeds outdoors, you want to do this when danger of frost is completely past, and you want to plant your seeds a quarter of an inch deep. You don't have to get them that far in the ground, just a light covering of dirt over the top will do it. If you want to sow marigold seeds indoors and start growing your own seedlings, you can do this 6 to 8 weeks before the intended outdoor planting date. So that would be right about now. Lightly cover your seeds with, again, about a quarter of an inch of a Jiffy mix or other soilless medium. If these are given a favorable temperature and moisture conditions, the marigold seeds should begin to germinate in about 5 to 7 days and should be ready to go outside in, again, about 6 to 8 weeks. But make sure, again, you harden these off before you plant them outdoors. When choosing a planting site for your marigolds, make sure that they get full sun and are placed in a well-drained soil. Your planting site should receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight each day. If you do have poorly drained soil, you can improve it by incorporating organic matter such as compost, peat, or manure. Marigolds are not necessarily pest-free, although they are seldom bothered by insects and diseases. Spider mites can devastate marigolds if you have a long spell of hot and dry weather, and grasshoppers have also been known to cause considerable damage. Aster yellows would be a concern from a disease standpoint. This is caused by microorganisms and is transmitted from plant to plant by sap-sucking insects such as leafhoppers. If you have marigolds infected with this, you will notice a stunted yellow-green color and the flower buds will fail to open. If you do notice infected plants, they should be dug up and destroyed to prevent spreading the disease. Marigolds do not repel rabbits, deer, or other animals, and rabbits will occasionally browse heavily on marigolds. Your best option for keeping your marigolds pest-free is to put a chicken wire or hardware cloth fence around the vegetable garden to make sure to keep those pesky rabbits out. Something else we get questions on this time of year is planting fruit trees. Pear varieties that work well in Iowa include Summer Crisp, Moon Glow, Bartlett, Luscious, Patton, and Seckle or Sugar Pear. Moon Glow and Bartlett are not reliably cold hardy in northern Iowa, so should only be planted in central and southern portions of the state. The rest of them can be successfully grown throughout Iowa. Plums are another popular home fruit tree variety, but cold hardiness is a very important factor when selecting plum varieties. Japanese plums are not reliably cold hardy in Iowa. However, European and hybrid plum varieties can be successfully grown in the state. European plum varieties that perform well include Mount Royal, Stanley, and Damson. Hybrid plum varieties that perform well and possess excellent cold hardiness include Alderman, Pipestone, Superior, and Underwood. European plums are self-fruitful, so a single tree will bear fruit. However, hybrid plum trees are self-unfruitful, which means you must plant two or more varieties, not two or more of the same type of tree, two or more different varieties planted next to each other to ensure cross-pollination and fruiting. Apricot varieties, another one that are popular in Iowa, but you have to watch the cold hardiness. Many varieties of apricot are not cold hardy in Iowa. A few that are successfully grown in Iowa would be Moorpark, which is self-fruitful, and Moon Gold and Sun Gold, which should be planted together as they are not self-fruitful. but they will cross-pollinate, and if you have one of each, you should get fruit on both of the trees. Peaches are usually not reliably cold-hardy in any part of Iowa. Reliance or poly trees may grow in the southern one-third, but will usually die out if there is a late frost, and may die off early, as long as 8 to 10 years would be about as long as you could expect a peach tree to survive in Iowa. If you have questions about planting flowers or fruit trees, or want to get a list of successfully planted varieties in Iowa, just give us a call at the Extension office or stop by. You can also visit us online by looking up Iowa State University Extension in Cass County. One other quick reminder, the Boots to Heels Conference for Rural Women is coming up on Saturday, the 24th of March, but the early registration deadline is this Friday, the 16th of March. So if you have not yet registered for that, you can do so by printing off a registration form from our website or picking up one from the office. Drop that in the mail along with your early registration fee, or if you want to get a discount, you can register to bring a friend and you'll get $5 off your registration. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.